I really hated on Parker because it's strawberry apricot. That just does not sound delicious.
Ew.
The apricot does not sound good.
It's cucumber asparagus. That's my favorite Gatorade flavor.
You guys, you want to know a promise I made?
Do you guys
to myself?
Want fruit juice or do you want some vegetable juice?
You know, apricots are fruit.
It's the same price. What?
Apricot?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the Gatorade flavors that are like cucumber, lime, or whatever.
Oh, yeah. People love that. Oh, they love that at Clean Cut.
Pepino limon.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, what does that
mean? Also, Haley always be putting, what do you guys think of?
It's a very Mexican flavor.
Yeah. What do you think of tahin? What do you think of that?
I hate it.
Oh, I love it, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Disgusting, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to.
Those chili mangoes I've been on?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Don't try
been on those.
Don't tell me. You're trying to acquire that taste?
Yeah. I'm trying to. I
we
did
lost
it with LaCroix. I can do it with tahin.
I know I didn't love it when I first tried it in Mexico, when it was on those candies, you know. But, yeah, I like
Haley it. Haley eats it by the spoonful.
That's
what
fine.
The
She'll
nuts.
Just get a straw and just start sucking on it.
No way.
No, but she does.
I thought they come in a...
She loves it. It's like her favorite thing.
I thought it was like kind of solid. You can put it in. It's like, maybe
it's
that's the candies.
No, it's like powder.
Maybe people have like tahin candy where it's like a gel.
Powder, yeah. People put tahin. People put it on like watermelon, like fruit and stuff a lot. Uh-huh.
What a way
like
to ruin
to
a perfectly good fruit.
Now it tastes
disgusting.
Salty.
It just tastes like salt with a. It's not a good spice.
It's a good spice.
No, it's
you
not.
Know what's a bad spice is like Tabasco. That
what?
Red pepper, I do not like it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge Tabasco
Haley
guy.
Puts that on everything too.
Sriracha, though. Yeah. I love sriracha.
Love me some sriracha. Yeah, I'm trying to get dialed in with tahin.
I can get kind of used to it, but it's like Tabasco's salt, vinegar, and red peppers.
Now, what's with this pepe limon?
It's pepino limon or something like that.
Pepino limon. People, they were talking about that at
because
work.
Because it's so like common for Mexicans that they like also have the Spanish name on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, they were asking me like, oh, well, I'd eat like this lunch and then get a pepino limon. And I was like, they're like, Gavin, right?
Gatorade? How about we speak English?
How about, this is America?
We speak American here.
We speak American up in this piece. But yeah, I really was confused until they said cucumber lime or whatever flavor it is.
Cucumber lime. That
it's bad. Yeah, it's
I don't like
it's
it.
Not good.
You know, it's not very good.
Good.
It tastes like cucumbers.
My soccer coach.
And lime. It's the craziest
it,
thing.
And my like a bunch of my teammates.
Tastes like pepe and limon.
Cucumbers are mostly water anyway, so it really just tastes like the rind.
Yeah, I don't really like cucumber water or lemon water. Just give me straight regular water.
You know why people do lemon water and cucumber water? Because they have bad
kidney
water.
Stones. Oh.
The water tastes bad, so they put lemon in it so you can't taste it.
Huh. Oh, actually, yesterday at the dinner party, there was lemon water. When there's a healthy amount of lemon in there, I can enjoy it.
Yeah.
But if it's just like a little, it kind of is ruining the water, I don't like it.
I think that was limeade that you were drinking.
Yeah, that, and then there was lemon water next to it.
Like, you're like, wow, this is actually
really
this
sweet
actually kind of sweet.
Too.
They put a good amount in there with some sugar. I don't mind lemon water.
It's a little carbonated, too. It's almost like Sprite.
It's incredible.
It's like, wow, this water really tastes different here in Shreveport.
It's a healthy amount of lime. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That carbonation
it's
and
a
sugar
healthy
is
amount.
A healthy amount of lime.
It really helps you out. Yeah, you really missed out, Christian.
Yeah, on what?
Going to the Air Force Base. Might be one of the last times.
What do you mean? Oh, because the world's ending tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because
it's over.
Josh is retiring in July, so you'll never be able to see his house. Dang. It's pretty
cool.
Legit.
A lot of woods out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude,
on
it's got like...
I wouldn't have guessed that in a million
2,000
years.
Acres.
Not in a million, billion years.
Of just woods.
Holy crap. 2,000 acres?
Yeah, and they can
I
go
thought
hunting.
It was like the size of the parking lot.
No.
They used to really test bombs
that.
Out
hey,
there.
I didn't really think that.
That's why it was so
he
big.
He said there's
yeah.
some parts of like the... Of the woods where it's just like, don't walk here.
It's like
because
slightly radioactive. You could start growing mushrooms out of your ankles.
Yeah.
But
they couldn't confirm or deny.
There's a guy that came back once with a buck and eight eyes.
Yeah. That doesn't happen in nature.
No.
My skin started glowing when we were passing these bunkers, but I don't really know if that was anything.
Yeah, it's crazy. I would love to just walk around there
really?
And check
it
out. There are some... Do you ever go to in Seaside, Oregon? There's a bunch of old bunkers from some... War
World
preparation.
War II, when they stormed the beach or whatever.
Normandy.
Yeah.
When they stormed Seaside.
It's like Normandy, Seaside.
I think it was in preparation in case we were to be invaded. I don't know if it ever got used.
Oh, yeah. West Coast because Japan was over there.
There's some crazy, creepy bunkers over there. If we ever go back to Oregon, like in Oregon and Seaside, there's some old bunkers that are all abandoned, but there's no lights. You're allowed to go in there and walk around.
So how come you didn't feel like mentioning this when we lived literally like
we've been there. You went there with us.
Yeah, well,
I was literally like mere hours. We were mere hours away.
Yeah, we should go sometime though. I'm sure there's some bunkers around here.
I've been thinking of my old pals from Oregon.
Yeah,
the old buds,
people I used to work with and stuff. Once I hit that hole in one, everyone started hitting me up again. I was like, oh man, I miss all these people.
Did you post about it?
The hole in one. Yeah, I posted on my story.
Oh yeah, we didn't somehow did not.
How did I talk not about see that
last week? I went home. And my dad was like, "How was recording?" Like, oh, it was. It's like, hey, it was not good. He's like, "Did you guys just talk about the hole in one the whole time?" I was like, "Oh no, we didn't even.
We actually didn't talk about that once." Yeah, I completely forgot about it. I don't really like. I mean, I don't
really like having a hole in one.
I don't really bring it up very much because it's like, I feel like a lot of time people don't really believe me. You know what I'm saying?
You had people there. I don't believe Bryson because Bryson was by himself.
Two other guys.
When he got out of Fiddler's.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was three other people with me, and they all confirm. But yeah, so maybe it's not questionable. Maybe all you guys... Yeah, par four. So there's a...
Do you partially not believe it since you didn't see it going?
Imagine this. The guy, that's what it is. Somebody was on the green. They took... they saw your ball go flying over the green. So they took one, they chucked it in to make a divot and then tossed it in the hole. It just happened to be the same exact ball.
Maybe they went and got it and then picked it up.
They said they didn't though, right?
What?
They said they didn't.
No, because that's what I was worried about right off the bat.
Yeah.
Because it was perfect. Like off the club, we're like, that's going to be on the green. Because I've driven that green a few times. That's the only, it's a par four, 323 yards, but it's a sharp dogleg left. If you follow the fairway, it's 324.
It goes a little downhill too.
If you cut the corner, it's probably 250 or 240.
And he went.
So I went right off the bat. We were like, oh, dude, that's going to be really, really good. So we were excited going up there, and then we couldn't find the ball on the green. So we're like,
overshot it. Oh,
so shucks. We were like looking around for a while or like 30 seconds and I didn't want to like go look in the hole. I didn't want to be that guy.
Did you see your divot on the green though?
No, not at that point. Because we just like scanned the green. Once we saw it wasn't on the green, we didn't like look more at the green. We didn't see the whole green. Just
like, okay, let's look for a divot now.
Yeah, you know what? So then I started walking back to the cart, looked in the hole. Or not walked back to the cart. I like walked up, pretended I was walking back to the cart just so I could get a glance at the hole, just so people wouldn't be like, oh, he's looking in the hole. But
look at this guy looking in the hole.
He thinks it was a hole in one. And then it was in there. And so I was like, I was like stood there. I was like, no.
Instantly peed your pants.
I was like, no.
Guys, come here.
There's no way. I would like put my hands on my head. And they're like, and then everyone else saw me like look at it. They're like, no way. So then before I freaked out, I ran as fast as I could to the group in front of us. Because I was worried that they had like grabbed the ball.
Prank.
And like put it in the hole like as a prank. So I ran over there. Mm-hmm. They're obviously very confused.
Yeah.
What is happening?
What is like, he running at us for?
Guy running at us right
like,
now.
I was just, I like.
He's like arms in the air.
So because I wanted to be like as realistic as possible so that they think that I saw them. I was like, or what did I say? I was basically like, did you see where my ball landed?
Mm-hmm.
Like just to see if they would like be lie like, or if they didn't.
Was this younger guys?
Like we saw it on the green. I was like, do one of you? Yeah, they were like, well, no, they were like 20s.
Hmm. So younger.
Yeah.
Definitely looked like they could be prankers.
They were kind of like all split up. And so I was like, did you put my ball in the hole? I was like, am I mad? Whatever. I need you to be honest. Did you put my ball in the hole? And that was like the first two. And they were like, no. Like, what? And then I was like, did you put the golf ball in the hole back there? Like, I drove the green and it's in the hole. They're like, no way. They're like, no. Like, I promise. He's like, you can shake my hand on the Bible. So
my hand right now.
So I like shook both the hands. And then I went over.
Have glasses on?
Huh?
Didn't one of them?
One of them had glasses on. He had like sunglasses. Like, take your glasses off. Did you put it in the hole?
Did you make him do that?
No, for real. Yeah. Because they were like, you know, cool or whatever. Like, it wasn't like an adversarial. We were just kind of messing around. Then I went and to like the other two, they were split up. Kind of, they were down by the green at that point on the next hole.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't think they would have been able to, because like playing the next hole by the time we got up there.
Yeah.
He said no. He's like, I saw it land on the green. Is like, but that's all that he said. I saw it like bounce on the green. We couldn't see from where we were. We couldn't see where it ended up.
Dang.
Brazy.
Ended up in the hole though.
We freaked out. They started freaking out. We're all celebrating.
Yeah.
Everybody's hugging each other.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't believe we weren't there.
I know.
But I knew you were golfing, and I got off work early, so I was at the gym when you were golfing, and you called me, and I was like, something good must have happened, because he's out of breath.
Or something really bad.
Dude,
I did it.
Did you get a hole in one?
Yeah.
And you're like, yes, on a par four.
On a par four!
On a par four! That's incredible.
That's so awesome.
Called Parker. Then I texted my dad, and then my dad called me.
Yeah.
Then I text Haley.
Nice.
Hmm. What does that mean?
Just kidding. A hole in one. Yeah, you're supposed to get a hole in all of them.
Yeah. I got a hole in 18 last time we played. It was awesome. Hmm. We were like every 5 minutes, someone in our group would be like, I cannot believe you just hole in one. I didn't think I'd ever see a hole in one in my life.
Well, you didn't, because you guys couldn't see past the trees.
Then we got back to the clubhouse, and there was a Lamborghini parked outside.
Mm-hmm.
This is for you.
I was like, you guys, seriously, you shouldn't have.
All for the hole-in-one.
I cannot believe this. There was a Lamborghini. It was pretty sick. Yeah, man, it was exciting.
I'm really glad I got a phone call. I'm really glad you called me. Let me know.
Yeah, whoops. You don't ever... Yeah, you know what? That's true.
You don't ever.
I didn't call Haley.
You haven't called him once when you've gotten a hole in one.
That's true.
So
think about it. Gavin.
Not true. When I was at Putters and I got the hole in one, I called you. You're right next to me. Yeah, but I still called you.
Crying. I did it. Finally. Yeah, Haley's like, why didn't you call me?
Oh, like, would you have cared?
Would have cared. Be honest.
What would your reaction have been? As incredible as someone.
I would have had a better reaction than Parker.
Dang it, dude! I didn't even think about that. What were you doing? Do you remember? It was right before Alina's engagement party.
I was at home.
Oh, gosh, you could have thrown stuff.
I could have gone and hit a golf ball in the pond for you.
That would have been awesome.
You could have poured one out.
I could have poured one out. I could have taken a Red Bull and just poured it all over myself.
Poured it into the pond. That'd be such a risky prank to pull, though. Putting someone's ball in the hole.
Depending on...
You do that to the wrong guy.
Bro, genuinely...
You do way less on the golf course than you can get people mad.
I would, like, for real be really angry if that was the case.
If they put it in there?
Yeah.
He's got
yeah.
the golf ball just, like, clutched in his hand. He's like, guys, was it you?
I promise I won't be mad if you did.
Yeah,
drops the ball, picks up a club, boom, hits him right in the face.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, I don't think that.
That would not be funny.
Like, for a couple reasons. They were, by the time we got up to the hole, and I was the last one to drive, so we hit it, and then so it was probably 20 seconds.
I mean, they did probably see your sidearm, and we're like, do not make this guy mad.
Sidearm?
You had a gun.
Oh, my sidearm.
Yeah.
So by the time I was open carrying. I had the AR-15 on my back. Guys, seriously, I won't be mad.
Guys,
let me know.
I mean,
it was probably 20 seconds from when I hit the ball to when we got up over the hill and we could see the hole. And by then, they were like, had teed off and were driving to their balls.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any way they could have. And obviously, I made them all look me in the eyes. And
stare down with death.
Did you do it?
Yeah. I don't think they did it.
No, I don't think they did either. I think it was legit.
Do you guys think Jesus is coming back tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
Some people are saying that. It's the eclipse.
I know. No one's ever going to be able to see this episode.
Have you ever read the Bible?
Crap. No one's going to...
No one will know the day or the hour.
I heard it's good.
Except me and Parker.
All the people that think it's going to happen tomorrow. I remember a long time ago when they predicted the world was going to end, but then it was... that verse also. Yeah, I don't know, but... I just was like, okay, if I just predict the world's going to end every single day, Jesus is coming back.
It's not happening.
Oh, guess who knows the day and the hour?
Oh, it's going to happen now.
There's one person just dedicated to saying now, right now.
And now.
Just
that doesn't mean they know. No one's going to know, but they could think. But I don't know, because it's going through like a bunch of cities named Nineveh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also, why would you, we know the story of Nineveh. Why would you name your town that?
Yeah.
Now? Yeah.
You all better turn from your evil ways or God's going to destroy you.
Yeah, I wonder how many Sodoms it's going through.
What do you say?
I said, I wonder how many Sodoms it's going through.
I know. I always think about that.
Probably lots.
We're
getting the half a day off work.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Tomorrow for the eclipse. I wasn't there because I was sick.
Any work anyways.
I was sick Thursday and Friday.
They're like,
then I saw the text that was like half day Monday.
It's going to be cloudy.
I just wonder what the conversation was.
Nobody's going to see it.
Yeah, it's going
to
be.
Because you have to drive to Sulphur Springs if you want to see it.
What?
If you want to get the full, if you want to get the full experience,
or Kilgore,
we can have partial.
I heard Kilgore. I heard Gilmore.
Kilgore would not make sense because that's south.
I know, but it's south and west.
Yeah, it's just west.
It's going like this. Longview's here, Kilgore's here.
I thought it was going like through Gun Barrel City.
Through the Gun Barrel.
Near Dallas.
You guys.
That's where we went for Scott's birthday. Do you remember that little house that mm-hmm. stayed at that one night?
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Did we all drive together for that?
The three of us did. Yeah. And we had one more boy.
Isaiah?
Did we have Bryson? No, Bryson was there.
Bryson wasn't.
I think it was Isaiah, dude.
Isaiah.
He rode with us? Yeah.
All right, we're talking about nonsense. The
three of us. Yeah. Yeah. So you guys know Gun Barrel City and Scott knows
it. You love it. World's going to end. I think the lizards are going to come out of the ground.
Oh, Zork.
And the cicadas.
The lizard Zork, god.
The lizard god is going to suck all of our brains out.
Yeah, like Godzilla.
But yeah, I'm excited. My boss is
but
very
if you're listening to this, any children that are listening, if you're listening to it, it means it didn't
guys,
happen.
Guys, Zorp is not going to suck your brains out. For
so it means we're fine.
It's you're okay. Don't even worry about it.
My boss, we call him Big Sean. He's very no-nonsense. You saw Sean today.
Big Sean.
What?
Big Sean is your boss?
He's your rapper.
But yeah, I saw him walking up behind you. Uh-huh. I was like, I'm pretty sure.
Like, no, he's going to kill him.
I'm pretty sure that's Sean. Or it's just a massive guy that's going to choke him out for no reason.
Puts Christian in a chokehold.
Christian got scared when he, like, he just went behind him and just, like, smacked him on the shoulders.
Right in the shoulders.
And Christian's like, oh, hey.
Hi, boss.
Yeah. Hi, boss.
Very no-nonsense. He hates nonsense.
Yeah.
And
I could tell.
And he thinks that the solar eclipse is nonsense. We're not getting 5 minutes off. We're not getting 10 minutes off. We're probably going to go outside.
Yeah.
No one's going to be answering the phones while we're... I mean,
no one's going to be making calls.
The cell tower's not going to be working because it's going to be so overloaded. They said over 1 million people are going to be in this area. Million extra people.
There's going to be 1 million people in Texas tomorrow.
Wow. In your area, there's going to be 1 million people.
They said your cell service is probably going to be bogged down. And then there's signs on I-20.
You're seriously trying to bog us right now?
Yeah, saying leave early for work and leave late because the traffic's going to be so bad.
Oh my gosh.
Why would I leave late? Why wouldn't I just
sit
in
know.
Traffic?
That's what
guys,
I'm saying.
Seriously, leave later.
I'm just going to stay working another hour.
Oh, dude, I saw that sign. Yahweh, forgive us.
Yes.
Income tax one.
If you are driving to Dallas.
Abolish income tax.
20.
Yahweh, forgive us for income tax.
And socialism and communism. Abolish income tax. Yahweh, forgive us.
What? Amen.
Yeah, dude.
That's
guys, seriously. No more income
tax. And then there's another one, I think when you're coming back, that says... left is wrong, right is right. Yahweh, forgive us.
Oh, that's funny.
God, forgive us.
I do not understand that.
That video that you sent me of that church. You knew,
Lord have mercy.
For all the people that...
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you should play that. That was a good one.
People that selected being an elderly for income... tax discounts.
People.
Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Using disability benefits. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
So that's Haley. I was like, this is how I imagine your old church. I don't know if it'll play.
Lord have mercy. From the sense of blind entitlement, some people seem to have. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy.
Dang can it. You send it to me?
Yeah,
I'll be able to play it off of here.
It's your Instagram.
Oh, you did? Okay.
A few days ago.
Oh, yeah, that was so funny.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. They're so specific. It's like just calling out people in his congregation.
Golf tournament and using a foot wedge. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Just bending the rules to collect disability benefits. Lord have mercy.
There's something about COVID-19.
Lack of patience, especially for the elderly. Lord have mercy.
Oh, Bronny is entering the NBA draft.
Yeah, and also
quick
going
sports
up.
News. What?
And he's going up for transfer in the transfer portal.
Yeah, he's
portal.
Entering the transfer portal.
So he's doing both.
He's like keeping his college eligibility. I didn't know you were allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Maintain your
and
college
and just select
eligibility.
If you whether or not you want to be drafted by that team.
Interesting.
I guess.
All right, let's talk some basketball, too. Women's looking good. Their games. Oh crap! Their game started at 2.
Iowa.
The final.
UConn.
Championship game.
Are you serious?
Yes.
It's Iowa and.
Can you pull up that video?
Whatever that team is, that's undefeated.
Yeah.
Christ have mercy.
South Carolina. Dude, it's happening right now today.
No way.
We are not.
We can't watch another one.
No, Parker. Do not pull it up right now. Pull up that video.
I can't see the score. Show me a score. It's 75-80. What's fourth quarter, 3 minutes left.
Who's up?
South Carolina.
Oh, wow. My gosh.
Dude, this is close.
It's South Carolina and Iowa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how we aren't watching this.
Parker.
Okay, sorry.
Parker, 3 minutes will turn into 15 minutes.
And then 15 minutes will turn into...
hours.
But yeah, those are some good games. Questionable call, you know, mm-hmm. at the end.
Oh, dude, I watched a game. Right, we need to watch this video first, and then I'll talk. Christ have mercy.
From the sense of blind entitlement some people seem to have, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
It's like one
from
guy.
A blind judgmental attitude over other people's appearance or dress, Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
For the times our sharp political divide blinded our call to care for each other, Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
When people use loopholes to take advantage of disability benefits, Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Yeah. From a blind attitude over the theft of work Xerox paper for personal use, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
When we attempted to jump the line or skirt the rules to get a vaccine, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
From a lack of courtesy, especially for the elderly, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
From a lack of humility or lack of patience, Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
From a temptation to cheat at golf tournaments by not reporting strokes or by a foot wedge, Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
From a blind attitude during COVID of not wearing masks or hoarding toilet paper, Christ have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
For the times we lack respect for God.
Lord have mercy. It's like he finally got to a point where he's like, okay.
Lie to Coke or stealing Xerox paper for personal use, Lord have mercy.
It's got
to
be like a like a Catholic type confessional.
Yeah, like he's just like reading off thing. Like people's like whatever.
Yeah. So I thought you're like,
and then they're harmonizing.
It's sworn to secrecy when you're in one of those. Anything you
to the
confess
priest.
In there, in that box, they're not allowed to talk about.
Really?
Yeah, I think even crimes.
Really?
Yeah, they can't
report
them.
Even
I'm pretty sure you can just be like, I killed somebody, and I don't think they're
not allowed to say.
Yeah,
and if they do say, they're probably not allowed to be used against them.
Yeah, that wouldn't be like a legal.
Which is interesting. That should be the place where being most honest.
Yeah, yeah, seriously, it's confessional. Yeah, but I think that it would dissuade people from confessing.
From confessing. Maybe they, I don't know. I don't know what the rules are there.
Stealing Xerox paper.
For personal use.
That's hilarious. I don't know what kind of situation. We should start doing that, though.
Stealing paper?
No. Oh. Doing that kind of stuff.
Lord have mercy.
Can we incorporate that into youth group?
Probably.
That'd be huge.
You can make it happen.
That'd be huge.
Oh, man. For posting bad episodes with low effort on the Gats Boys podcast, Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
Recording a podcast for 2 years.
For recording a podcast while watching women's college basketball.
Elite Eight. Lord have mercy. Dude, I went to the Mavs versus... Are you watching it right
now?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. I'll update you guys, but I'm going to stay engaged.
Okay, yeah. I don't believe you.
They're down by 9 right now. Iowa.
You're looking too much.
Oh, they're cooked.
Game's over.
Caitlin Clark to take over.
Yep, game's over.
Yeah, dude, Mavs versus Warriors. NBA basketball live, so much fun.
Fun time.
I understand why all these celebrities are always sitting courtside and stuff. I couldn't imagine being down there with the players. We were in the slump. We were in the nosebleeds, and it was still so much fun.
Was it like, that's where you belong, though?
Courtside?
No, the nosebleeds?
No, I belong courtside.
Really?
Jeremiah, he's like, once you have a lot of money, we should sit down there.
That's awesome.
I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, you're probably right. We should
sit there. I would make it my goal to sit down. I was like, that's a pretty good goal. Sit courtside.
We should do that once.
Courtside?
Let's sit courtside at least once.
100%, dude.
Okay.
My dad's done it before. He said it's incredible. Just from like knowing the right people and stuff.
I know, we got to know some people.
Like knowing players and stuff. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need to like train someone
from
Longview.
Because I think we could get in there.
Really?
Yeah, I got to talk to Uncle Nathaniel. Because his boy, maybe for like a Blazers game. Because he's very close with the Hall of Famer that played for the Blazers.
Oh, nice.
They're like... We could get down
there.
Let's get in there. You just dropped a fishing weight.
Yeah, you know what? I need to pick that up. I've been fishing so much lately.
Yeah.
I go every day whenever I get the chance. Haley doesn't like it probably. She says she loves it. She'll go with me all the time, but... Dang,
but
dude,
she's lying.
I keep dropping it.
She also loves to lie and not tell the truth.
I mean, a big liar. There it is. Found it.
Got it.
Yeah, dude. It's been so fun. Bass fishing. Instead of watching bass fishing YouTube videos.
But can you like help me like
fishing
learn? Because I've gone my last three outings, I'm using like the same stuff they are and I'm catching nothing.
You weren't using the same stuff we are though.
I was.
Were you?
The whites.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah. But I'm also changing lures every like five casts because I'm getting discouraged.
Oh, Parker.
You need, let's see, what do you, is that your wife?
Yeah. Uh-oh.
And my girlfriend.
Oh,
yikes. Shoot.
Doing God knows
what. Yeah, game's over. Iowa lost.
Really?
Dang.
75-87, 53 seconds left.
Dang, that's terrible.
53.
Yeah, they're cooked. Caitlin Clark never going to get a championship.
Nope. He locked the door, right?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
They're not getting in here.
On our way back from Shreveport yesterday, so we go out, have dinner with the Yanovs, a bunch of church group.
Beautiful. Yeah.
And on the way home, it's me and Hannah, and then three of the Dockeries, Matt, Gwen, and Abby. Give them a ride home because they parked their car at the Bookers.
Are they locked up?
What are they smiling for?
And as we're leaving the base, all of a sudden, one of my dash lights turns on. It's
the
battery.
Was as you were in the base?
Yeah. It's a battery sign. So I'm like, okay, I don't know what that means.
Oh, no,
maybe
my
battery's low. It's driving just fine. I'm like, okay, it's fine. So we drive, get all the way to Marshall. It's an hour drive from Shreveport back home. Get to Marshall, and then boom, another light comes up. Steering wheel with an exclamation point. No power steering.
Oh.
Power steering is gone.
On the highway.
Yeah. On the
interstate.
When you're going straight, 20. It's not bad because
you don't really need to steer when you're going straight.
Probably even easier to go straight and have no power steering.
So I'm like, oh, shoot. I think power steering's gone.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, shoot. Power steering's gone.
It's dark at this point.
We've lost engine one.
And we're still going.
McQueen's blown a tire.
And all of a sudden... Boom, every dash light turns on.
It's like a Christmas
everything.
Tree.
Everything, ABS, traction control, all this stuff turns on. I'm
auto
like,
braking system.
Not one
is that ABS?
Automatic
working
braking system or something. ABS. Yeah.
Remember when your automatic brake system wasn't working when we were driving through the ice at 90 miles an hour?
It was like, help.
yeah, I wonder why that was.
Donuts spinning in circles.
Have you ever noticed that Shreveport just kind of smells like booty?
Yeah, we call it booty port.
You drive in. Dude, it smells just bad in that whole place. Uh-huh. I don't like it. It's my least favorite city in all of America.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So on our way home, all those lights turn on. I'm like, okay, what do we do? And Matt's like, just keep driving and see if you can get as far as you can while the headlights are still on. Because I'm like,
were you riding with Matt?
Yeah, Matt was in the car with me and
Your headlights, you're trying to have them on. They just weren't, though?
No, the headlights were on. But everything on the dash, like the lights turned on. And then all of a sudden my radio screen turns off. And I'm like, uh-oh. Battery's getting real low. So your alternator charges your battery back up as you're driving.
Yeah.
So it turns the belt, charges, sends power back to your battery. And so the alternator wasn't doing that. So we're going, and I'm like, uh-oh, this is not good. And all of a sudden, all the lights shut off. My headlights, everything, turn off,
well,
and then
good.
Turns
all
back
the
on.
Lights turned off.
Perfect.
And so I just keep going as far as I can. We're a mile from the Longview exit.
How long have you been driving like this?
Like it just after we passed Marshall. So 10 miles. 10 miles from Longview, I lose power steering.
Yeah.
And then I get... past Henderson, getting closer to Longview, and then all my lights on my dash turn on, and then all the power starts going off. So we turned off the AC.
Like the Titanic.
Turned off this radio, turned off everything.
All of a sudden, an iceberg.
All of a sudden, Gavin's laying on a couch.
Everything's
getting painted.
Yeah.
What?
Whoa.
And so we're trying to get as far as we can, and then eventually the whole car shuts off. So I pull off to the side of the road, turn on my flashers, pop the hood. Positive terminal on the battery completely corroded. It's like not even touching the battery.
That's
so we clean that off, put it back on, and then call my dad. He turns around, comes back.
Call my dad. He turns around. Is that what you just said?
Call my dad. He turns
what's
around.
The final score. Oh, turn it off.
Don't and They get there. We try and jump it. It's not working.
He gives me a hug.
Yeah.
Dad, I can't do it.
But at the same time, I got my hazards, and I'm on the side of the road. Cars are not getting over in the other lane, and they're passing at like 80 miles an hour right within like a foot of me, and it is freaky.
You can feel the wind. It's like blowing you're like, you over. It's going to suck you into the lane.
Yeah, but basically I needed a new terminal, and then my alternator is shot, so it wasn't recharging my battery.
Yeah.
So I took my battery out today. It's charging on the charger. Jeez, trickle charge, and then got to get a new alternator.
What time is it? Do you remember?
4:13.
4:13. Yeah, I got 7 minutes.
Do you remember when my car stopped working, like the dash, and it just was like, showed like 6, 6, 6,
you're
6,
cursed.
6. Every single Volvo. Dash. Like it showed like the time, my mileage, like how many miles I had left.
Like Egyptian hieroglyphics.
Before like my gas was empty. Like I had like a bunch of numbers all over the dash. And then at some point it stopped working and all the numbers turned to sixes. So it was just like 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6.
Good luck getting home.
My whole,
Your clock, 666.
Yeah, for real. It was the craziest thing. It wasn't like my dash like the middle, but like where like my dials were like all my speed was and like that kind of thing.
Your speed goes to 66. Yeah. Your temperature 66 degrees.
It was crazy, dude.
Nah, I'll tell you after.
Don't even say it.
It's a car thing. I need your garage door opener because my little like it's called the courtesy lamp in your door when you open it, the little light down there.
Yeah,
it fell out. It was falling out the other day, so I just like clicked it back in there, and then it fell out. I didn't even realize it. Okay.
And he smashed it.
Oh, and I closed my door and just absolutely smashed it.
What are you guys
doing?
Are you going to go get a spike ball net? Are you going to? No. Well, we're trying to record.
Yeah, okay. What did you guys do? Nice.
Sam's Club.
And Seven Brew.
Traders. Wow.
Huh. Interesting. No UConn.
I thought they worked at UConn. Sundays, they worked at a coffee.
They're closed on Sunday because they respect the Lord's Day.
Love you.
Maybe if they worked harder.
I was talking to my wife. I was not talking to the boys.
Seriously.
Yeah. But I ordered it on Amazon. It's not even supposed to get here till the end of the month.
Oh, what?
Bro, we ordered Kanye. You know what? This goes out to Kanye. What the
hell? I got
dude?
An email saying my stuff is shipped.
I need you. Are you serious?
Some of it hasn't, though. You might as well just like send him an email because I sent just like, hey.
Kanye West, seriously.
Waiting for my stuff
time.
Still.
Kanye. Hey, Kanye. Really big fan. I love what you did with graduation. Listen, I ordered.
I love all your work on Homecoming. It's really awesome.
You had some great.
One of my favorite songs.
Great hits.
You and Steve Martin. We should link up. Anyways.
I really think you need to find God again. I don't really like this path you're going on.
P.S. Please ship out my Yeezy hoodie.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. What?
Can I take your car to go to Kenny's?
Why?
Are you going home before you go there?
No.
I need one of your cars to go to Kenny's.
I need one of your cars.
What?
Otherwise, one of you just stays here and cleans up by yourself.
Oh,
my gosh. Wait, what?
I got to go to your house, and I don't have a car here.
Oh, okay.
You can take mine. It's fine.
So I'm going to take Parker's car, and you take Parker.
I got to go from here to the home.
Yeah.
My house.
Yeah, I'm going there, too.
Okay. For straight from here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because I have like some cleaning up to do.
Yeah.
You got to go to the home.
Cool. Maybe you can leave and then we can keep recording.
What were you saying, Gavin, about... You said something about Kanye.
Kanye?
Or were you just saying you need to leave with my
car? South Carolina wins Natty.
Good for them.
I wasn't saying.
Completely undefeated season. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's wild.
Boys play tomorrow night. Purdue and UConn.
Caitlin Clark is not happy.
Oh, I wouldn't be happy if I was her either.
She a senior?
Yeah.
She going to the
I think WNBA. She has one more year of eligibility, but she's good enough to go to the draft.
Get drafted. That's what I always say.
Caitlin Clark had 12 points in the last
There was a video
quarters.
Of Kanye talking about like just like why he's kind of walked away from Christianity.
It's he's walked away from it officially?
Well,
I mean,
what do you
to
think? What's it look like?
Looks like he has, but
wait, was this posted by Kanye or was this posted
I think
by...
he was on like a podcast with
oh,
somebody.
Really?
Yeah, it was an interview. But he's just like it was basically like I feel like my prayers weren't really answered. So like as soon as I wanted them to be. So like I just got that was my problem.
Hello,
like,
Kim Kardashian.
I needed what? Jesus in situations and it just kinda
Yeah.
He didn't answer my prayers.
That's wild.
It's not really how it works. It's
not
like,
a genie. He's not a genie.
Give me this.
Bottle.
Yeah.
I want it. And then you have it. I don't know. I didn't really watch it. I just kind of heard that.
I did see a clip of that. He's got his like massive silver grill in.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I think it's ugly.
his like lips
platinum.
Look,
He's got a beard now. He's got that grill. It's weird.
He's got a new Kim Kardashian.
He's got a what?
New Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, her name is like Bianca.
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 Isn't she like bald or something?
We call her Bald Bianca.
Bald Bianca is what they call her.
He wears the weirdest outfits.
It's fashion, Gavin.
That's Gavin fashion. Is one of those guys that sees fashion and is like, whoa, like, that's,
oh, that's
so
too weird.
Weird
for me.
You wear shoulder pads.
Oh, I would never wear camo cargo shorts.
What's he dressed like right now? The guy from Outer Banks.
Construction worker.
Oh, yeah, like JJ.
JJ. You look like JJ right now.
Literally JJ'd up. Gavin's dressed like that one girl from...
that one girl from like all the movies.
From all those girls that wear that outfit.
He's dressed like that one girl that always wears that outfit. I can't remember who it is.
Oh, man. Did you get two Red Bulls?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
I got myself two. One for now, one for later. Tomorrow, probably. It's the eclipse. I'm going to treat myself.
You know what? I deserve it. Eclipse Red Bull.
Do you know that Gottfried's are driving down?
Yeah.
They did rented an RV?
No, they bought an RV.
Yeah.
They straight up purchased an RV.
Straight up bought
purchased
an RV.
It?
Yeah, they purchased it. I respect it. They're going to use it for like hunting and camping.
Yeah, they'll use it for stuff.
If it doesn't break
guys,
down.
We should buy an RV and travel around
dude,
together.
Why not? That would be so fun.
We should find one.
How expensive could they be?
One that drives itself?
Do you remember like Dad and Jason Dean and like, what's his name?
I don't
Nagy.
Know.
John Nagy.
Yeah.
They all like shared the dump trailer.
Yeah.
That's just
let's
smart.
Do that and then we could take it on a trip.
They all bought it.
And they just
like,
used
oh,
it.
I need to use a dump trailer. Okay, cool. Go use it.
It's a dump trailer.
It's like just a trailer that you can.
That has a hydraulic button that you can fill it and it dumps
itself.
Oh,
okay.
You don't have to shovel it out. Pretty fancy.
Yeah, because when do you use a dump trailer? Once every
just ever so
every
often.
3 months.
You and your what buddies all buy you... going on a dump trailer together.
Yeah, and then you guys use it when you need it. We could do the same thing with a boat.
Boats suck.
No
to
way.
Maintain, dude.
Really?
Boat maintenance? Buns. You would not believe.
I would love.
You got to dry boat. Those things down every single time.
You got to hose them out, and you got to put all this junk in the engine.
Invasive species.
Keep it
crossing
from
bodies of water.
Burning up.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't think about all that, dude.
Yeah, it's too much. That's why you have
maybe a
kayak.
Little fish,
you don't
like
have
a boat.
You have friends with a boat or a friend with a boat.
That would be so annoying. They don't even understand the... Whatever.
Do you want it for fishing or do you want it for like
fishing?
Racing?
I'm gonna
but
need
a kayak
your keys.
Can you kayak. Fish with.
Parker, yeah. I'm gonna need your keys. I'll give you mine so you can lock up.
I have keys to lock up. Oh, but you're taking them.
I'm taking your car. That's what I just said.
That's right.
You guys have a great week. Wake up!
Whoa.
Oh yeah, Gavin said he was gonna do
in
that.
In case you're like falling
for
asleep
Gavin
while you're driving.
Leaving early from recording to go have a meeting with the youth. Lord have
Lord
mercy.
Have mercy. Huh. Christ have mercy.
Girl outfits on the boy podcast. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy. You don't
you're
need
stealing
it.
Parker's car because his blew up on the highway. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
What
Gavin, do you need the GPS? Use your watch. You'll get there.
I don't need it.
Oh my gosh, he's
Lord
done.
Have mercy.
Remember that, guys. He can get anywhere.
Anywhere. You think there's no way Gavin can get in here?
Hide your kids. Hide your wife. He can get anywhere.
Gavin's a little octopus. He'll slide through. I mean, he'll get anywhere. Dang. Phone's blowing up right now.
They're talking about some Octomom at lunch before you got there. A show called Octomom.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she had 8 kids inside of her at one time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And your car blew up as well.
Yep, it's
what?
Done. What'd you do?
No.
What?
What? Like an outline?
Is it my pants?
Maybe it's just
Lord have mercy.
I don't know.
For pooping in the driver's seat and giving the keys to Gavin to drive it home. Lord have mercy.
Lord have mercy.
I love when they do the king with the key change.
Oh, yeah, but at lunch, Grace was like, I can't believe we have to go through that. And I was like, you cannot claim that. You do. Like, you have to give birth.
I hate when we have to give birth.
Gosh, women are just so tough. We have to go through so much stuff. Nice, dude.
Yeah, cool.
That's awesome.
You don't have to sit in the poop seat anymore.
Take your keys. Which one's that? Oh, it's Haley.
For pretending.
Oh, like- she should have filled in for Gavin.
Oh, that's true. Haley loves to talk. Big talker.
Big talker. You want to be Gavin?
She can sit down and talk for hours.
You want to be Gavin? Haley's been trying to match me in hats lately. It's super embarrassing for her.
Oh, yeah, I have the same one. We should all be matching.
You should. You want to match with me, though. Yeah, he does.
No.
Haley's nail broke, everybody.
Haley has been fishing with me a lot lately, and she swears she loves it.
Yeah, do you want to talk about fishing? Yeah, like into the mic, though.
Yeah, she's been peddling falsehoods. She's been lying a lot lately. Oh.
I caught a bigger fish than you.
Oh, I caught a bigger fish than you. Oh, I caught more fish than you.
She was kind
of
crying.
You are so passionate about going fishing, and you watch a bunch of videos about it, and then we go, and I don't even care, and I catch more fish than you.
You think are there good fishing YouTubers out there?
Yeah, dude. Dude named John B.
John B.
J-O-N-B.
Matter Bank.
Oh.
He's good.
Is he young or old?
Because we went to the store.
Uh-huh.
There's like a whole section of, it's called Guggen Baits. And they look nice. It's from like the Guggen Squad.
Oh, the Guggens.
And so I didn't know what it was, but John B is like, I think the guy that started it or like their head guy or whatever.
Yeah.
He's the friend group leader. And
he's the main Googer.
Yeah. And so I've been watching his videos and then I bought his stuff because they all use their baits in their videos. It's super good advertising because like these guys are catching fish with this bait.
I should use it.
And I see it in the store. So if I don't catch fish with it, it's my fault. I have caught some stuff.
With the Googs?
Yeah. I've been Googing it up.
Yeah. The last three times I've gone fishing, I've caught zero things.
I got a lot of bites today.
So
I've been using that topwater frog. That one's so fun.
Really? They like that?
You just jump out of the water and grab it. Yeah, I got like three bites today and I didn't get any of them.
Because I saw you like, we were leaving and you cast one out there. Did you get a bite?
Yeah, I got a bite and like it like took it for a little bit. I don't know how to set the hook with that thing. Because the one, I think it's too big for those little bass in that pond.
Oh, yeah.
But they don't like come up and like grab it. They just like kind of like
nibble at it.
Just like grab it and then just kind of play with it in their mouth under the water.
Kind of swirl it around.
And so they don't never like get after it. And so it's hard to know when to set the hook. But yeah, I got a lot of bites today. Caught one fish. Haley caught two fish.
Yep. I don't really like to set the hook because it gets in there too deep and it's really hard to get out. It's not as much fun.
So what do you do?
Experience. I don't like set it super hard.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense.
But
I always catch wait them. A little bit. Like with trout, I don't know. With bass, it seems like it's harder to set the hook. Like if you just,
with the big right
when
mouth.
You feel that like tug, if you just yank it then, I feel like I just suck it right out of their mouth. So I just wait for them to like swim around with it for a couple seconds and then I'll just like, just kind of like pull it the opposite direction of where they're going. And that usually works.
They were just taunting us today though.
I know, it was disgusting.
We had some catfish bait. Didn't even catch a catfish.
No catfish. Yeah, I spent a bunch of money on some catfish bait. It was $6.
Rip off. Yeah, bait's really cheap, but then it's like doesn't you have really to buy work. 20 of them, and then it ends up being a lot.
Yeah, maybe I should try something else.
The worm.
They had like some fish. Mm. I didn't buy them because they looked real nasty, but they have just like dead fish.
Oh, like anchovy looking things?
Mm. That I think might be the way to go.
I think that's a fish. I get artichokes and anchovies mixed up. Artichokes are a vegetable, though.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No idea.
But yeah. It's been good.
It's been real good.
Oh, yeah. What do we got here? Haley brought me a slurp juice.
It's exactly what it looks like. Do you hear they got a Dude Perfect Smoothie King
item right now?
I saw that, yeah. It's blue raspberry and coconut. Energy drink.
Energy drink?
You ever have a blue raspberry
coconut
energy drink? Or not blue. Slushy from Sonic?
No.
I used to get down on those back
really?
In the day. No, just blue coconut, which I don't know what.
Blue raspberry and coconut, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
Dude, I hooked myself yesterday in the finger, and it still hurts.
When?
It was hurting when I was drumming, before I picked you up. Oh. Me and Haley went to the Grove yesterday.
You hooked yourself at the Grove?
Well, no, I hooked myself before we went to the Grove with the fish hook.
That was a big day.
Yeah.
That was kind of
big day. So good.
Oh, you got the appetizer and then the meal? Yeah. Dang, yeah. That was awesome.
It was awesome.
Great atmosphere there.
Wonderful
live
atmosphere.
Music.
Yeah, the live music, they were cooking too. A couple of cats, they're playing some jazz music.
Really cool. That's they started singing Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
I thought that was like a
but
Christmas
like
song.
But like jazz version.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was trying to, Hallelujah is a Christmas song.
It is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What's Christmas about it?
The lyrics,
it's only
maybe.
Sang during Christmas.
I think like the verses are like pretty Christmassy. It's about like the birth of the Lord.
Da, 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 da. No. No, it talks about David at first.
Yeah.
But then why is it only...
Then it talks about Samson. Cut your hair from your lips. It never doesn't say anything.
No, but then it talks about... This is a Christmas song.
Oh, yeah. This is a Christmas song we're singing.
Then I wonder why it's Christmas time.
That, we're joking. That's not the lyrics. Haley thinks this is a Christmas song.
Yeah. That's what they're saying, part. Actually. Yeah.
She's wrong.
But it's only ever played during Christmas, so I don't know why.
We just heard it yesterday.
For the first time outside
of what Christmas. Month is it? It's March.
It's Christmas in March. They're starting a new thing.
It's April. Yeah, whatever.
April.
But yeah, me and Haley don't ever argue or fight. No. And I always catch more fish than her.
Yeah.
But no. I was telling her, if you think about it, because she uses the baits that I buy.
Yeah.
And so it's like, yeah, she caught them technically.
The past like, seven but it's I've like caught, my he's bait. Gotten all of them.
So it's like basically I'm catching them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about
pretty
it.
Much, yeah.
Is it your pole?
It's my pole, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's where it gets that's a little iffy. That's where it
gets a little bit confusing.
I wonder if I bought. Like, I don't know if this is a thing at all. Like, if my line's too thick, if it's like making too much ruckus.
I have like a braided line.
I kind of want to get some of that.
Huh.
It's pretty cool.
Maybe it's not then. Because I feel like I bought some thicker stuff than I did last time. Because my old one was breaking a lot, but it was also pretty old.
Yeah. I want to get some of the braided stuff. Hmm. Like Haley's. It's cool. It's like, it feels like cotton. Yep. Like, it feels like a rope. It's not like that, like, white plastic. Uh-huh. It's like for real, like braided rope, but just very thin. It's like string.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And it blends in more. It's like green. It's like dark green.
Yeah.
Buy fish better.
I used to have green line. Now I have white.
But yeah, those catfish, they would like, I feel like they see the hook into the line and they won't go after it.
I want to get out there with a kayak and a net.
Yeah.
And just reach down there and scoop them up. I want to do that to a turtle. There's turtles out there. I think I could get one.
There's so many turtles.
I don't want to like, I'd be scared to grab it because it might bite my fingers off.
They're not snapping turtles.
They're not?
No.
They're just like regular lake turtles?
Pond turtles.
Pond turtles.
Snapping turtles are massive and you can tell they're snapping turtles. Yeah, and they got like a weird shape of their, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. But if you catch one, would it kill one? Would it like kill it automatically?
What do you mean?
Like if you hook it.
If
oh, no, with a net.
With a net.
Oh, okay.
We would just go around with a hook and...
I don't know if you're like fishing for turtles.
And it's so hard it goes through its shell.
Haley hooked one in the eyeball today.
Oh, so that is bad. Sad.
It was terrible.
I
don't want to think about it.
Looking up Texas pond turtles.
And she was laughing too.
I was not laughing.
She was like, oh, that's so silly.
It was so nasty.
She was crying.
Oh, dude. Wild snapping turtles look terrible.
Yeah, they look wicked.
Oh, it's like one of the red ones with like the red. The red. Okay.
That's a snapping turtle?
Let me see. No. That's just called a
pond turtle.
That is a red-eared slider.
Oh.
That's such a cute...
I'm going to give it a slider to the face.
Cute turtle name. Wow. Right.
I got to go.
There's a poster that you can get. Freshwater Turtles of Texas, $18 on Etsy.
Dang, that's actually sick. Could you put that in my office? Outside of my office, there is like always like eight turtles that just chill right outside my window.
I think we got some Big Ben sliders in there. Or maybe a river cooter.
Really?
That's one of them in there.
Huh.
Then there's a Texas River cooter. Then there's a rough-footed mud turtle. I do not want to run into what alligator snapping turtle.
That is what we don't want.
I mean, look at that. That thing right there in the middle there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I do not want to run into those.
That's crazy. Is that the dang?
Yeah, it's either a pond slider or maybe a painted turtle or a Big Ben slider that we got out there.
It's got the Cascades on its shell. That's crazy.
A whole mountain range.
All right, I got
to
go.
Yeah, that was a good. That was good.
Got to go.
Thanks, Haley. She said a lot. Whoa.
Yeah, she's really good.
If you could just not talk as much next time, that would probably be ideal.
You're the one that's ever been talking about fishing. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Big fishing.
I had to talk about what I was better at Christian at. So.
What is she better at?
Fishing.
Fishing.
Doing cartwheels?
What?
Can you do cartwheels better than him?
You can do a cartwheel.
Can you?
I don't think she can do a cartwheel either.
Oh.
So, I mean.
I had a terrible dream that involves cartwheels. I'll
really?
Tell you after.
You cartwheeled into an alligator.
No. I saw. Terrible. I was like driving on the highway and I swerved around this. The highway. I stopped. I was going to run back and like flew over my.
Oh my
and I was like,
What?
And that was back in Oregon, too.
That is crazy.
Yeah, NyQuil, I think, is what did that to me. Mariah always says she has wicked dreams with NyQuil. And that I was like the one night I took NyQuil when I was sick. Yeah. It was Thursday night. Weird. I haven't taken it since because I don't want another dream like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's intense, dude.
It was intense. All right. I'm going to bleep that out probably.
Yeah, you know what? On that note.
You guys have a great week. Yeah, and seriously. If you're listening to this, Jesus did not come back yesterday. So you're good.
So you're all set. See you next week.
Peace.